Well, Johnny Manor was only 8 games into his rookie year when he went for tests to find out why a nagging back injury wasn't healing. And it turned out he had cancer. He had lymphoma, and he's gone through 18 months of rigorous chemo and recovery. And I'm sure there were days where it was long and painful. There would have been nausea, all the rest of it. Not that I know. I've seen a couple of family members go through it, and you wouldn't wish it on your enemy. But he's got through the other side. He's back in the Sharkies outfit, and he joins us now. Johnny, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
It's a it's an amazing recovery, and you've obviously got the all clear, and you're fitting well.
Yeah, mate. It's been a bit of a long time coming for me, and I'm just sort of excited that they're only around the corner.
Mate, a couple of big tackles on Friday night won't be anything really, Johnny, will it? There's bigger mountains you've climbed.
I guess you could say that, but I mean, it's still a physical sport, and I look forward to the challenge of it.
How light did you get? I think at the start of the treatment you would have been, 100, 508 kg. How light did you get?
To be honest with you, throughout the treatment I actually put on weight.
Did you?
So it's a bit of a myth that people lose weight with treatment. It's sort of 50-50. Yeah. People will put on, people will lose. It's a personal thing.
And how hard was it through the treatment to keep the hopes high? I mean, I read the articles and you never gave up and you're always going to return, but were there moments where you doubted it?
Oh, absolutely. I think just as much as it is a physical battle, I think it is a bit of a mental battle. But I mean, I had the close support of a good family and also, friends. But, more important, I had also on top of that the support of the football community, which, was a big help.
Mm. And you also had the support of the Cronulla Sharkies. They stuck by you, Johnny.
Absolutely. They were tremendous to me, and, I really appreciate their support, through the tough times.
And I imagine during those tough times, Johnny, there's you need something to look forward to. You need those goals, and I guess getting back to playing footy would have been a bit of a comfort for you in many ways.
Oh, yeah, it was something I sort of, looked towards, in terms of getting through my treatment and that, and so it did help in terms of, something to look forward to. So the fact that it's here is sort of something I'm really proud of achieving, and I really can't wait for.
Was there ever a chance the Sharkies were going to tear your contract up, Johnny? They wanted to be supportive right the way through, but with the salary cap, I believe they were under a lot of pressure prior to Christmas to know how to handle your situation.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's a unique situation. I don't think it's something the NRL has come across before. Mm. I don't think they had sort of systems in place for it, so that's why that tough decision had to come across the club. Whether they were tossing it up or not, I never really had that discussion with them, but they were really supportive throughout the whole thing, and I really appreciate it.
All right. So you're fully fit and ready to go come Friday night at 7 o'clock?
Absolutely, mate. Can't wait.
And
bring it on.
I guess things have changed quite dramatically down at the Cronulla Sharks. You've got a couple of new playmakers. You've got a grand final hero in Jeremy Smith joining the club. Wade Graham from the Penrith Panthers to call the shots. And you've got a new coach in Shane Flanagan. There's plenty of excitement.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to brew up for what's looking to be a good season. And I can't wait to once it kicks off.
Who's the best forward in your family?
Tim's been playing well the last couple of years, and more importantly, he's been doing it consistently. So it's good. He sort of gives me something to aim up at and sort of reach forward to.
Johnny, can you tell me one thing? And as much as I like him as a player, your brother, can you tell him to play the ball properly?
I think they'll be blinking a little bit harder on that this year. So I'm not sure whether he has a choice or not.
Exactly. When Bill Harrigan joined us a couple of weeks ago, Slats, and he said, no, we're going to be cracking. We're back to basics. We're cracking down on the basic things like playing the ball. Your brother's name was the first one that popped into my head.
Yeah, it'd be like that for a few people.
Yes. And Johnny, the teammates, have they asked a lot about your treatment? I'm sure you serve as an inspiration to them. Are they inquisitive of what you've been through?
The boys have been relatively good in that sense. If they had any questions, I've had no problem sort of talking about what I've been through and answering their questions. But a lot of the boys have sort of just respected my privacy, and, it's sort of a hard subject sometimes to bring up. I mean, I'm comfortable with it, but just sometimes it's a bit awkward for boys to bring up and that. But I've had a few chats with the boys and that's appreciated what's sort of going on with Boston, me and my family.
Sure, mate. One of your goals would have been to get back and play footy. We're going to see that on Friday night. What about higher goals after that, John?
You know, at the moment, it's the goal of mine to get back into the team. And, you know, depending on how I feel and how my body's feeling, I'd love to, you know, in the future, make, you know, a couple of representative teams.
And you know, Johnny, that Bon Jovi's on board with the NRL and their theme song this year.
That's unreal. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be good.
It'll go. If it doesn't feel good to start with, just stick with it. It'll come good for you. Bon Jovi songs always do.
Absolutely.
Mate, inspirational. You have a great season, and we'll have a chat throughout the year.
Thanks very much, boys.
Good on you.
There he goes. That's going to be Brookvale Oval. So footy, the trial matches get serious this weekend. We've got Indigenous All-Stars, we've got the Charity Shield, we've got this trial match at Brookvale Oval. That's going to be 7 o'clock on Friday night. Jono, will you be you're back?
Good. Are you back? Yeah, man. You haven't been kicked out. Fantastic.
No, that's good. Good, John.
There was a few whispers there at the start of things last year that the old grounds now. What's his name? I forget.
Grant Goldman.
He was causing trouble, I think.
He was trying to wine agent, wasn't he?
He was trying to get back in there and push you out. Jono, the goods.
Oh, they've stuck with the youth policy.
You've come through.
That's Brookvale Oval, Friday night, Manly at home up against the Cronulla Sharks, and well done to Johnny Manor.